Congratulations to the 2015 Turf Grass Management Entrepreneurship Placement Proficiency winner from the state of Oklahoma, Blake Goss. Blake, tell me how you're feeling right now. I mean, you literally just won one of the highest awards of proficiency in your SAE can win.
Yes, sir. It is an honor and something that hard work does pay off.
Now, Blake, if you could explain a little bit about your SAE, what was it that got you here to where you're at today?
I started off with 7 yards in my turf grass management SAE and now currently run 14 yards and stay busy 4 times a week. And time management, communication, and hard work is key. And it's helping me be a better person and builds character to go along with that.
Now, Blake, obviously throughout anything in life, we always have those people behind us that are giving us a little nudge and pushing us to that next level. Who would you say has been some of your biggest mentors and supporters?
There's no question that my parents have pushed me to where I need to be. And my dad always said, if you're standing still, you're getting left behind. So I always try to move forward and follow in his footsteps. And along with my mom, as she does more than most women. I call her the superwoman and around our house. And she's the backbone, and really appreciate what they do for us, along with our ag teachers, the leader of the youth, and taking this nation into where we need to go and building the future leaders in the FFA.
Now, Blake, sometimes throughout life we have those challenges. I'm sure you came across some challenges throughout your SAE. What would you say is one of the biggest challenges that you came across?
One of the biggest challenges would have to be rolling the mower off of the top of a pond dam, and it landed on top of me in a pond, and definitely had to get some dig deep on some financials and then go again. And it really taught me to value and cherish what I have and keep moving forward. Overcome obstacles and make you a better person.
Now, Blake, let's say an FFA member would stop you one of these days knowing that you've won this area and the proficiency and was questioning you about how they could get started in turf grass management and start an SAE. What would be your advice to them?
First and foremost, communicate with the ag teachers. They have a big part in helping you get started. And last but not least, if you have an idea, get with your parents and come together and do an SAE. The FFA gives you opportunities. You don't have to be 6'5 and athletic. Enjoy what you have. And when you zip up the jacket, cherish some moments, because I'm about to take it off for the last time. And most certainly made some memories in this jacket. And friends and family is key, and cherish the moments.
Now, Blake, when you return home back to Oklahoma here from Kentucky, what's your future plans?
I'm attending Redlands Community College and judging livestock right now, and I plan on getting my agribusiness degree and then going on to Oklahoma State and judge livestock there as well.
Once again, your 2015 Turf Grass Management Entrepreneurship Placement Proficiency winner, sponsored by John Deere from the state of Oklahoma, Blake Goss. Reporting from the 88th National FFA Convention, I'm Thomas Shaw.